Now, there had been talk about beef supplies increasing this year, and that is still a possibility, although the USDA says that we're going to see less beef produced in 2015. How will that impact prices?
If you look at the 2015 price for steers, you're seeing an increase of about 3.2%. Again, we're looking at a continuing tight supply on the beef front. So we're looking at a price now at $150.75 per hundredweight for 2015 compared to $146.09 per hundredweight for 2014.
And that means we are going to see yet higher prices on the retail front. And according to Advanced Trading Commodity Research Analyst Brian Bastings, that is going to have an impact as far as actual purchases.
Continue to see headline news stories and papers that basically high meat prices are catching consumers' eyes as our grilling season kicks in here towards Memorial Day, and they're looking for cheaper alternatives.
Well, we're getting our first look at the USDA's dairy forecast for 2015, and it shows a traditional supply and demand correlation. That means supplies will be up and prices down. However, for the rest of this year, Bangy says dairy prices will still be strong.
On the price front, we are looking at continuing fairly strong price for 2014 at $22.85 for all milk. That's up 5 cents from our previous forecast and reflects a Class 3 price at $20.70, which is up 5 cents, and a Class 4 price forecast, which is at $21.45, up 10 cents. Now, when you get to the 2015 year, with the 3% increase in production, one would expect to see somewhat lower prices and reflects a Class 3 price of $17.40, which is down about 16%.
Now, the USDA has also been revising demand on the commodity front, especially for corn. They've now raised their corn exports by 150 million bushels. And according to ag economist Darrell Good, that could mean some stronger prices down the road.
It means that we might have slightly smaller ending stocks than otherwise would have occurred, but we're certainly not getting into any kind of rationing situation. We will end the year in excess of a billion bushels of corn, so it's not that we're running out of corn, but certainly the more you ship this year, the more you use this year, reduces the supply for next year in form of a smaller carryout, and that could have some price implications going forward depending on the size of the 2014 crops.
Well, all is quiet on the butter and cheese front as butter remained at $2.16 a pound on Thursday's trade. Blocks unchanged at $1.99¾ per pound in barrels at $1.96. However, Class 3 prices did falter, losing 9 cents at $22.55 June, off 36 at $20.58 July, down 33 to $19.92 in September, off 19 to $19.81. Over on the Board of Trade, July corn down 12.5 cents, now pricing at $4.83 a bushel. September down 11 to $4.79¾. Your beans for July off 16¾ at $14.70. September down 6¾ at $12.70¼. While July wheat dropped a dime to $6.80¼ per bushel. Over on the livestock trade, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 92 to 117. Most of slaughter cows, 79 to 91. Replacement bull calves, 230 to 325. Heifer calves, 150 to 275. The fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, 128 to 145. Holstein steers, 112 to 129. While the barrels and gilts range from 88 to $1. And market lambs, 155 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.